Proclamation number 6288 of 19th of June, 1955. As you measure out, so shall it be measured to you. You are always urged by me to be eagerly active in love, and if you follow my instructions you can also expect constant help, for I distribute what you give to your neighbor. Hence you can also live a completely carefree life on earth. Your earthly needs will also be covered if only you distribute again what you receive from me spiritually and earthly. People who ask or are in need will always be led into your path. People who are in earthly or spiritual need, and you should give them what you receive from me. Earthly help if they ask you for it, or spiritual gifts which they always need and which are far more important than earthly provision, because the latter comes from me if only the human being makes an effort to utilize the spiritual gifts correctly. If he is willing to provide for his soul first, then the body will also be taken care of by me, for I have given you this promise that you should first seek the kingdom of God. Everything else will be given to you in addition. And from this you, my servants on earth, will be able to gather that your concern should primarily be for your fellow human beings' spiritual well-being, for spiritual hardship is not so obviously noticeable that people seriously try to remedy it, whereas earthly hardship is felt by the body and therefore people's concern only ever applies to earthly provision. There too should help as far as it is in your power, but since you possess spiritual wealth in abundance you should distribute it to all who are in need and try to make people understand that earthly hardship is only a consequence of spiritual hardship. That they are spiritually missing something and therefore have to suffer or struggle earthly. You should inform them that their activity of love leaves much to be desired, otherwise they would be considered by me according to my promise. As you measure out, so shall it be measured out to you. That they therefore have to live in want because they also let their fellow human beings live in want because they do not give them what they can give, love, which every human being needs so much. For everyone, no matter how poor he may be in earthly goods, can be kind to his fellow human beings. No one is so poor that he has nothing to give away. And even the poorest of the poor can testify to his helpful will, and help for himself will certainly not fail to materialize. The commandment of love is not heeded enough, and therefore earthly hardship also increases. And if help is to be given to people, it first has to happen in a spiritual way, so that they'll learn what the cause of their adversity is. That people first have to make an effort to meet each other in love, that they should always pay more attention to their fellow human beings than to their own adversity, because they themselves receive help to the same extent as they want to help. And therefore they must also be offered spiritual gifts. My word must be held up to them, which I taught when I myself lived on earth. Again and again they must be assured that they can abide by my word, that my word is truth and that I stand by my promises. That everyone just has to put it to the test himself by doing what I demand in order to then also safely be allowed to experience the fulfillment of my promise. Amen.